Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a free-for-all Friday afternoon. I mentioned yesterday on the show that I'm entertaining the idea of starting an OnlyFans account. OnlyFans. Where, now, you know, it's not just about sex.
What?
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing OnlyFans. And what I could do is maybe provide aspects of the show that we only talk about off the air, and I could do it shirtless, topless. I'm not quite ready, but I have been exercising.
You really think there's a market for that, huh?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
hey, people go viral for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm not going to do the sex thing, but OnlyFans is not just about sex.
Hey, why sell yourself short, man?
But I mean, you know, we could I could do something that was just totally totally different. I mean, I don't do as much on Facebook or Instagram as maybe I could, and maybe I could do something extra on OnlyFans. So anyway, I'm going to think about that.
Hey, you know what? I think this is actually a good idea. I think some of our male listeners may actually really enjoy it because they could say, "Hey, babe, I got it just so I just got to get the exclusive
right.
Scoot Show content. That's why I have it on my phone. That's why I'm paying $4.99 a month.
I could give you a legitimate excuse to have OnlyFans, and you can subscribe to Scoot on the Air OnlyFans, but then you could go watch the other stuff too. That is really a great idea. I think we got something going on here.
Throw that on a T-shirt. Call Roger. Put the OnlyFans.
All right, here.
Oh my God. All right, go ahead.
All right, here are a couple of things on the SOTA Facebook page. This week, in fact, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. John Taylor of Duran Duran turned 64. And last year, Duran Duran was here at the Smoothie King Center, and I did a Zoom interview with him. We played part of that on the show yesterday, and then after the show backstage, I did a picture with John, and I posted that on SOTA Facebook, and it got interesting comments about when people saw Duran Duran for the first time, and somebody said that they saw Duran Duran in Baton Rouge in 83, 84. I say 84. I guess it might have been 83. But he ran after the show. He ran into them at 7-Eleven. And just Duran Duran was just so huge. And many of you were coming of age as Duran Duran was becoming popular in the mid-80s. And they were just a very important band to you. So it was fun to talk about John Taylor and play part of that back and talk about Duran Duran. But after the show, in this picture, John Taylor, man, puts on this like denim jacket and a baseball cap. And I mentioned that he kind of looks like the guy that would come and do your landscaping. I mean, just a really average guy. It looked very, very glitzy and glam rock on stage, but backstage in this picture, he is just an ordinary guy, and a lot of people commented on that. Here are a couple of comments. Let's see. These are a couple of comments to the blog. Did the removal of prayer in public schools lead to America's moral decline? Shantney says, absolutely not. This all starts at home with parents being responsible for raising their children. Patrice says, nope, I went to public school and we didn't pray. And I'm assuming that Patrice is a very nice person. And how about you? Did you pray in school? Did you turn out to be okay? So if prayer in public schools is so damn important, how did you turn out to be okay if there was no prayer in schools? Rosalie says, I agree with the points you brought up. I especially agree that it's the parent's job, not the teacher's job, to teach morality. We need our teachers to concentrate on the basics so our community can have a better educated workforce. I agree. Arlinda says, I wasn't forced to pray in school. I came from a Christian family, so we believed and we prayed. I've had trials in my life, many of them, but nothing shakes my faith in God. And that's the point, too. For the people who say, this country is losing God. They took God out of schools. They can't take God away from you. They took a prayer out of schools. They took a school-led prayer out of schools. It's not that big a deal. But a lot of Americans have been brainwashed to think it's a big deal. You know, nobody can take God from you. And if your faith is shaken by something like a prayer not being in school, I don't think you have that strong of a faith anyway. And the government has done nothing to take my faith away from me. They really haven't done anything to take your faith away from you. If you lose your faith, again, that's on you. But a lot of stuff on SOTA Facebook you can comment, and also comment on the comments. All right, let's wrap up a couple of these calls. And I do want to touch on this subject about the number of people who have a bad diet. It's lower than it used to be, but it's still high. And is there something bad in your diet that you just have a hard time getting rid of? But before I get to your calls, the big story today is a defeat for the gun rights movement. The gun rights movement have been defeated by a conservative Supreme Court. The very conservative, Trump-inspired Supreme Court upheld a law barring domestic abusers from owning guns. This is a major Second Amendment ruling. And I love this ruling because I agree that if you're a domestic abuser, you shouldn't have a gun. But what this conservative Supreme Court did was they relied on the basic fundamental law and the fundamental constitution in America. And they said essentially that, yes, you have the rights to the Second Amendment. You have Second Amendment rights. You have the right to keep and bear arms. But there are limits to that, in the same way that there are limits to the First Amendment. Now, if you don't like that, you have a choice. You could either live in America or leave America. Isn't that what so many people say? Well, if you don't like it here, go somewhere else. Well, this is the law of the land. And I think it's great that the conservative Supreme Court did not follow along and pander to the gun rights movement. They pandered to the law, to what was right. And there are limits to the Second Amendment because some people don't deserve the right to own a gun. And there are certain things that you need to do. We have responsibilities as citizens. And if we don't do those things, then we lose certain rights. So I thought that was a really great decision. And yesterday, somebody brought up something about the Constitution, the original intent of the Constitution. And I thought, and I mentioned this too, if you want to talk about the original intent of the Constitution, man, that throws the Second Amendment out completely. Because the original intent was about fighting against militias and musket guns and things like that. But the beauty of the Constitution is that it is elastic and it allows for modernization of interpretations. The beauty of the Constitution is that it has been used to judge things in modern times without deviating from the meaning of the Constitution. And the forefathers could never have predicted what we face today, but it was written in such a way that the Supreme Court has the ability to interpret it in such a way that it is adaptable to modern times. So anyway, I thought that was great. All right, let's go to Charlie in Lafayette. Hey, Charlie, thanks for hanging on. Happy Friday.
Hey, Scoot. 2 days in a row I'm talking to you. I'm driving back from Alexandria. I went to the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame again. So I've listened to what you say. Very fascinating. First thing, I taught for 20 years. School has never, prayer's never been taken out of school. It's called the moment of silence. And I prayed every day. You choose to pray, you pray. If not, then you don't pray. You know, right. So it was never taken out of school. You were never forbidden from praying. Okay, that's my one point. A couple other things in listening to you, I really enjoyed. CNN has usually two conservatives and two liberal people on their panels, Fox News, that they have a liberal on there, it's rare. So CNN is actually, I watch all of them, I watch News Nation the most, but CNN and News Nation are more objective than Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, and if somebody has an incident where CNN knew in advance that they were lying and lied, give me the information because I'll talk about it. I'm not protecting CNN. Yeah. I'm protecting the truth, and Fox News has gotten caught pandering.
Well, one other thing I was saying, Trump posted that Joan Rivers voted for him in 2016. But she died in 2013, so I don't know, you know, where the hell is that? So I'm going to leave you with this thought. If Biden has dementia, then Trump is bipolar with multiple personalities. So both of them are losing it. Biden just shows a little bit more, but Trump is losing it just as much.
Charlie, I'm glad you called. Have a great weekend. Dementia came up on the show this week, and somebody tried to say that it's a fact that President Biden has dementia. And I stopped him as I said, that's not a fact. I mean, I see what you see. It might be dementia. It might be something else. I don't know. But when there were people, and don't forget this, when Donald Trump was president, there were people who were trying to call into the show and say that President Trump had dementia. And I wouldn't allow that because we didn't know for a fact that Donald Trump had dementia. So the same thing for Joe Biden. You can think what you think. And you can have conversations at a bar with people or hanging out having drinks. Yeah, he's got dementia, but not on this show. I mean, we don't know. And it may turn out that he has dementia, but not until that point do we recognize that he has dementia. Let's go to Jeff in Mandeville. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon. So just to hit on the point you were making about some of the networks telling, let's just call it mistruths. We could start with the claim that Trump colluded with Russia in 2016 to steal the election. We could also say that they claimed and pushed the Trump dossier as truth. They also sent 51 different government agents to the podium to say that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, which has just recently been entered into evidence and by the government. So it's been corroborated as truth. They lied about the efficacy of masks.
Yeah, Jeff, you called last week with the same thing. Do you have anything new?
Well, I was just answering for my poor Trump supporter who choked on the mic when they asked him the question. But I was calling to talk about the debate, the cutting of the mics.
Yeah.
I'm a person, I'd like to hear what everybody has to say. Let them talk as long as they want. Either one of them, let them talk. Especially if the people in control of the microphone on and off are partial to one person over the other.
Well, it's going to be obvious if they mistreat Trump. It's going to be obvious, and CNN doesn't want to be in that position. And Fox News has hosted debates, and they've been hard on the Republican candidates sometimes. And so I expect this to be a fair debate. If it's 5 seconds and you got to wrap up your point 5 seconds after the bell rings and the mic goes off, it's got to be even with Biden or Trump. It's not like this is done behind closed doors. It's going to be done in front of everybody, so CNN's going to have to be fair. I don't want them to ramble on, because one may have the ability to ramble on more than the other, and I want to get to as many points as possible. You know, you could take any one of these points and talk 90 minutes on it, but we're not going to get too much information that way. You can have that opinion. You want them to just ramble on. I don't. I want them to abide by the rules so we can get to as much as we can. Let's go to James on the North Shore. James got time for a quick comment.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me back on, buddy. Say, there's another way to judge the president, okay? We got Biden, he's a water horse, and we got Trump, he's a fire dog. Water horses are said to be great leaders and energetic, athletic, and fire dogs, like a dog, is loyal and has anxieties. So here's two more ways to judge. It's great to be back on. I had lost contact with y'all for a little while because of my phone. I've been in Boost. I've been in Spectrum for the last 3 days, 10 hours altogether. It's real humbling. It was a humbling experience. I tell you, it teaches you humbling. And another thing
tell me what's happened to you the last couple of days?
My phone. If you're on Boost and your Dish network, you can't text into the show. I had to get a new network so I could text in. Another thing, real quick, about the Ten Commandments is the G code. It sounds crazy, but coming up, kids know more about the G code than they do about the Ten Commandments. And G code is just, you know, staying out, keeping heat off your back.
Yeah.
Staying out of trouble. And like a lot of inmates say, when they get out, they want to die, they want to pay taxes, and they want to do the right thing.
James, so I appreciate the call. Things. I'm glad you're back in touch with us. And you know, it's amazing. James changed carriers just so he could text us. We have such dedicated listeners, and so many of you are so dedicated, because I hear it from you when I'm out somewhere. I hear it from you. We have such incredible listeners. I've been in this business a long time, and never before have listeners been as dedicated and passionate as they are. And I don't do the show for the critics. I do the show for the overall audience. And the overall audience is never to be defined by some of the right-wing radical wackos that call the show. They're great entertainment, but that's not our entire audience. You can certainly call in and share your opinions, and you can share your opinions on Facebook or wherever. But, you know, this is an alternative to conservative talk radio, and a lot of people are offended. Now, this is something that you're not going to hear everywhere, but former President Donald Trump's company, Trump Media, has dropped nearly 50% on the stock market since the start of June. So, you know, there's no guarantee Trump is going to win. He might win, but there's no guarantee that he's going to win, because the polls are close and some things are moving around, and we have a long way to go until November. All right, so tonight it's going to be a strawberry moon. It's going to have kind of a kind of a reddish tint to it, and it's going to be the lowest full moon of the year. So get out there and watch it. Tonight's big strawberry full moon should be spectacular. And you know, we've talked countless times on this show about, contrary to what many believe, there is no conclusive research that indicates that a full moon leads to deviant behavior. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there's a new survey out that indicates that 37% of Americans have a bad diet. That's the bad news. The good news is it's down from 49%. From 1999 to 2020, the proportion of U.S. adults with a poor diet decreased from 48.8% to 37.4%. Study was done by the Food and Medicine Institute at Tufts University. All right, I try to have a good diet, but I've got some problems because there's some things that I really like and I'm having a real hard time getting rid of them. I've joined a club. I'm starting to exercise again, joined a gym. And, you know, I'm not into, like, you know, bodybuilding or anything like that. But I want to be in good shape and I want to be healthy. And I got to tell you, through exercising, I feel a lot better right now. But there's some things in my diet that I have a hard time with. I have a hard time with turning down ice cream. I have a hard time not looking for the ice cream that has the, you know, the lowest amount of calories and fat grams and sugar, and then justifying buying that and eating a little bit of that. I've got a real hard time with fudgesicles. And I've done some research, and I found the fudgesicles that have the least amount of calories, sugar, fat grams, and carbs. Now, it's still a fudgesicle. It's still not that great for me. But I really turned down a lot of things in life. And so I think I've got a good diet, but I just can't get rid of this taste for like fudgesicles or ice cream. Is there something in your diet that you know it's bad, but you're having a hard time getting rid of it? It's Free for All Friday, and the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let me mention, if you believe that the removal of prayer from public schools is what put America into a moral spiral downward. The moral decline of America started when prayer was taken out of school. Check out the blog that I wrote. It's posted on our website, wwl.com. And then you can join me on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and you can comment on it there. I read all of the comments, and also SOTA Facebook and Instagram, good way to get a message to me. Ian, is there something in your diet? And, you know, you're a healthy guy. You exercise, take care of yourself. You eat well. Is there something in your diet that you have a hard time turning down?
Scotch. Does that count?
Yeah, it does. It does. You know, I was drinking this. I was drinking this sweet wine for a while, and it was very refreshing. Porch Swing.
Not many people. Yeah.
You know about Porch Swing?
Yeah, I think so.
Just a really nice sweet wine. I loved it, and I found myself, you know, drinking two big glasses a night, and I felt like that was contributing to, you know, a little weight gain, a little bloatedness. And so I have stopped that, but I'm having a hard time with the ice cream. But yeah, scotch has got a lot of, scotch has got something, liquor has something in it, like I think calories
like
and sugar.
Tiny amounts of calories, but lots of sugar, yeah.
Lots of sugar, okay.
Yeah, and if I'm doing a non-alcohol day, I'll know that I'll keep around some like candy, because that'll...
I see.
The sweetness, I don't know, it does something in my brain, you know, it's like, this is good, have a bag of Skittles, it's...
Yeah,
just
and
the
during
same
my
as having
day,
a couple glasses of scotch.
I've got a bunch of Think protein bars.
Yeah,
and I'll nibble on those during the day. I didn't have any with me yesterday, so you know that guy who sent us all that candy. I went and I just had to have something sweet in my mouth, so I had half of one of those Heavenly Hash strawberry eggs.
Hell yeah, man!
Yeah, I just needed something sweet. So, there are things in our diet that we just have a hard time getting rid of.
You know, I spent so many years in the vegetarian desert, and then when I came home, I was like, I don't need to have meat at every meal, and I don't, but I still find myself being like, if there's not some sort of animal protein in this meal, it doesn't count. I know I'm going to be hungry later. So, you know, I could very well, you know, I have my little smoothie every day for lunch, but most days I'm like, damn, I kind of want to go downstairs and get like a chicken sandwich or, you know, run over to the Subway and get a Garlic Warrior or whatever the hell they're calling them now.
But there are a lot of vegetarians who just feel really, really good. I mean, the vegetarian, they feel full. They feel totally fulfilled.
It's my own brain chemistry.
You know, if I do like beans and rice, which I can enjoy with no meat, I am hungry later. The other thing is I have a real hard time, you know, I'm working out at a gym right next to a Smoothie King store, and I have a really hard time turning down some of the smoothies.
Oh, I mess with the smoothie.
I got a blender. I can make them at home, but they're not the same.
No?
No, they're not the same.
You got to get yourself over to GNC and get some protein powder.
I've got protein powder.
I'll give you my smoothie recipe.
I got the protein powder, but it just didn't satisfy me. So, is there something in your diet? You know it's not good for you, but you eat it anyway. And by the way, if you answer yes, there's something in my diet, I know it's not good for me, but I eat it anyway, you're not alone. So just don't feel too badly about it. Don't beat yourself up. But according to this this study from the Medicine Institute at Tufts University, 37% of Americans have a poor diet, and 49%, it's down from 49%. So that's good news, but it's still rather high. And, you know, alcohol, you know, I see some people who drink a lot, and I don't think they realize how bloated it makes them look. Because, you know, and I know, look, for some of you, I know you get home and you want to relax and you want to enjoy some liquor, some beer, some wine. But if you drink too consistently, it really does give you this bloated look. And I know sometimes it's kind of hard to turn that stuff down. And I know this is especially another topic you want to hear about on a Friday afternoon. Do we have a couple of texts?
Yeah, here's a text that says, "Hey, Scoot, you keep saying right-wing radicals, but you never mention the left-wing radicals unless I missed it. Just wondering. I listen every day. I love the show. Have a great weekend."
You missed it. I talk about left-wing radicals. But see, here's the deal. This show's an alternative. Left-wing radicals are bashed every day. Biden is bashed every day on so many shows around that we provide an alternative. So, yeah, I lean toward doing things that are different. But, you know, I talk about the left-wing radicals, but they're not as vocal as the right-wing radicals. And when they're in the news doing something, I do talk about them. And sometimes I'll just mention that, you know, yeah, they're left-wing radicals, too. But the right-wing radicals are very interested in being vocal because they want to tell us how to lead our lives. They want to criticize everybody else who's not just like them. They want to tell you what to believe in terms of God, and they've got very specific ideas about that. They want to tell you where you can go, what books you can read, what you can do, what you can't do. And so, since they're so vocal, they're in the news more often than the left-wing radicals.
I would offer, too, that the left-wing radicals do definitely exist, but at this moment, they're not really near the levers of power in the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders did not become the president. The centrist Democrat won that election, and that's kind of where the party is. And you can see the fractures appearing because he does not do everything that the left-wing radicals always want him to do. And another thing, nobody is running on the Antifa ticket and saying, like, hey, yeah, I was there when we burned down that Dollar General in Minneapolis in the summer of 2020. That's not happening.
Right.
But you have lots and lots of people all over the country, Republicans, who are running saying, oh, I was at January 6th, or I've been part of this movement the whole time. Yeah, they're patriots, they're political prisoners. There is not an equivalent of that mechanism on the left.
Yeah, and hey, if we're missing something, look, I'm a registered independent. I'm a radical moderate. That means I'm not pandering to either side. If there's something you think we're missing, send me an email, scoot@wwl.com. But don't bother sending me something from some bogus website.
Here's a text that says, hey, please remind everyone that prayer has existed in schools for as long as they have been giving tests. I remember
That's a good point.
Yeah. I thought
God.
Of something.
Oh, God, please.
No,
help
it's,
me do
it's
well.
Not another. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're praying. Yes, I remember. In seventh grade, I remember.
God,
I think
please.
My science teacher had that sticker up on his wall and said, as long as there's tests in school, there will be prayer. About the debate. It's going to be real funny when Trump speaks during a lot of his time and he crabs and cries about not having enough time to speak. And that's going to happen for sure. And he can't chime in and interrupt Biden when Biden is talking.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe that I've been talking about muting the mic for people who go over for so many years, and it's finally going to happen. I'm really looking forward to this debate. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, Biden may chew up Trump and spit him out, and then Trump may chew himself up and spit him out.
A couple of people are texting me, telling me I should be eating Good and Plenty's instead of drinking scotch. And I guess we can't be friends anymore. Stop trying to get me to eat Good and Plenty's. I'm not going to do it.
Well, bigger than that, you're not going to get him to stop drinking scotch.
I got two more quick ones. Here's a text that says, a bad economy, my ass. I just left Sam's. Gas is $2.64, and you can hardly walk into that place. People are spending money like crazy. And here's a text that says, the governor should make the state police send out a 10 Commandments Amber Alert to all cell phone devices every day, just like they do when they're looking for a missing person. But I guess the governor has not thought about that one yet. LOL.
It could be the Moses Alert.
Don't give him any ideas.
The Moses Alert, you know, your 10 Commandments.
Every day your phone goes.
Just so we have it in front of us. And then, I also mentioned this week about, you know, how do you explain to a second grader about, not coveting thy neighbor's wife? You know, how do you explain that? And maybe next week we could find more contemporary language for the Ten Commandments. So it's not thou this or thou that. And the one about, like, your neighbor's wife, maybe it should just be thou shalt not boink thy neighbor's wife. Maybe we could update the language on that a little bit. All right. And I hope you're looking forward to the weekend. I am always look forward. Work hard during the week. Always look forward to the weekend. And it's going to be hot. So AC is in my future. And it's Friday. Okay, it's a Friday afternoon. But as the clock moves on, this is going to turn into Friday night.
Damn.
All right, a Republican state senator in Michigan, Neil Friske, interesting name. He's been arrested for reportedly chasing a stripper with a gun over a disagreement they had. He was at the Deja Vu Gentlemen's Club in Lansing, Michigan. And the Lansing police report that, yes, there's confirmation that shots were fired. He's chasing a stripper at 2:25 in the morning.
Sir. Sir.
I mean, seriously.
Don't chase strippers.
Well, apparently he chased her from his home. She was...
Wait, what?
She was
an on-call stripper?
I guess. I don't know. I'm just repeating the information I've got here from the Michigan police, from the Lansing, Michigan police. And this guy was out there chasing this stripper who had apparently run from her home. And, you know, I mean, what was the disagreement over? Money or, I don't know.
Which, who got to play Yoshi in Mario Kart?
Or
whose favorite,
you know,
character?
Somebody cheated during, you know, strip poker, strip Monopoly. You know, where you move the little things around the board with different parts of your body.
Oh, my God. That's not a thing.
Strip Monopoly, sure it is. Yeah. You check into the hotel.
Scoot on the
air. You got a hotel. Yeah.
You move the pieces around the...
With various parts of your anatomy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Wow, you have lived a storied life, my friend. I thought I'd seen it all.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Cosmo,
dude,
in New Orleans. Cosmo, you're in WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Happy Friday to you. You and Ian. Yeah, as far as the diet question... I guess my worst thing, I love to taste the beer, and I love pretzels with my beer.
Mm.
And I only have beer twice a week, usually on Saturday night and Monday evening. I'm a runner, so I don't run on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I feel refreshed on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
But I haven't had one reason why I'm probably single is I'm very set in my ways with the diet situation. I run 22 miles a week.
Wow, that's a
and
lot.
I'm 65. Yeah, I'm 65 years old. 65. I haven't had a Coke or a soft drink in over 45 years. I don't eat chocolate. I don't eat candy.
Wow.
I don't eat eggs. I don't drink milk. But the worst thing, anyway, I have a couple beers on Saturday after church when I come home, and on Monday night after work. And like I said, hard pretzels with beer, that's probably the one.
Yeah, Cosmo, you know, if you put your diet, all those details, if you put those on an online dating site, you might not get a lot of action. But Cosmo, have a great weekend anyway, and I appreciate the call. I just thought of something else that I have a hard time with, and, you know, I did it again yesterday. Snowballs. This time of snowballs.
Oh, you love snowballs.
You know, I've been going for sugar-free. And I know that, you know, there's stuff in there that's probably not good for me, but, I love chocolate. I like ice cream with extra cream. Now, I can't justify the condensed milk, even though it's delicious. I would love to get one of those loaded snowballs where there's ice cream in the middle and then there's soft ice cream on top. I would love that.
Uh-huh.
But, as much as I love it, I try not to go that far with it. But, yeah, I mean, I limit the snowballs that I eat. But, yeah, I got a problem with snowballs this time of year.
I can't wait. We should have another snowball summit. You remember we did that a couple of years ago?
We did. We went to...
Was that before the pandemic? My God.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Dude, it was 5 years ago.
It was Hanson's?
It was Hanson's. We went over to Hanson's.
Yeah. We need to do that again after the show.
Yeah, man. Let's jump in your car and throw the roof down and go zip around uptown and look at babes and eat ice cream.
Well, it depends on what the temperature. You know, it can be too hot for a convertible.
Hey, man, if a UPS driver can do it.
Well, that's true. I'll put the air on.
They're out delivering packages. And we at least got the air conditioning. We'll go check out babes and eat snowballs.
Love it.
Wow.
All right, listen, let me remind you that, during storms, and not just a hurricane or a tropical storm, but sometimes the power goes out during a thunderstorm one afternoon in July. And right now, WWL has teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, and they're giving you a chance to win a portable generator for your home, a Generac GP6500 portable generator. Total value about $1,000. For your chance to win, go to WWL.com/contest with an S, or just go to the front page of our website, WWL.com, look for the generator, and click on that. It'll take you right there. from Craig's Electrical and Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on, and WWL, Louisiana's official emergency management station. You know, they could probably, use one of those Craig's Electrical Generators for Joe Biden right before the debate. Hook him up to the generator, make sure he's got a little energy. I'm really looking forward to the debate. We'll talk more about that next week. And I also want to spend time next week talking about the idea that this guy, this super Trump supporter, is bashing CNN, who's out interviewing people. And the guy goes up and says, well, what specifically do you want to bash CNN about? What comment do you want to make about CNN? What is it that you say that they lie about? What is fake about CNN? And he goes, I don't know. I don't watch them. Do you believe things just because somebody told you? Do you believe certain things just because somebody that you respect or you share their political ideology, you believe them just because you told them that? I'm not here to defend CNN. I'm here to defend the truth. And on this show, we touch the truth on WWL. All right. I know this doesn't seem like a typical disco song, but this was the number one song in the country on this day in 1975. And I remember dancing to this song at the parade and the Oz on Bourbon Street in St. Anne. It used to be Pete's. Now, that's how old I am. I remember dancing to this song at Pete's and the Bourbon Pub and upstairs at the parade. Because, you know, back in the day, a lot of heterosexuals used to go to the gay bars and nobody thought anything of it. And now, somehow, it's all changed. What, you think it's going to turn you gay or something? Anyway, a lot of heterosexuals went to the gay bars when the disco era was raging, and this was one of the songs we danced to. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, great show coming up. Sports Talk with guest host Jeff Nowak and Mike Haas and legendary Saints play-by-play announcer Jim Henderson and the legendary Archie Manning. All of that coming up next. All right, we'll have a lot to talk about next week, and there'll be a lead-up to the debate. And remember, whatever happens on the weekend never stays on the weekend, and we make sure of that. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardozzi. Have a great and very safe weekend, and again, I love all of you who are part of this show. You are part of this show just by tuning in. I thank those of you who call and text, but you don't have to call and text to be part of our show. Have a great weekend. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans. Okay, it's a Friday afternoon, but as the clock moves on, this is going to turn into Friday night.
Damn!
All right, a Republican state senator in Michigan, Neil Friske, interesting name, he's been arrested for reportedly chasing a stripper with a gun over a disagreement they had. He was at the Deja Vu Gentlemen's Club in Lansing, Michigan. And the Lansing police report that, yes, there's confirmation that shots were fired. He's chasing a stripper at 2:25 in the morning.
Sir. Sir!
I mean, seriously.
Don't chase strippers.
Well, apparently he chased her from his home. She was...
Wait, what?
She was
an on-call stripper?
I guess. I don't know. I'm just repeating the information I've got here from the Michigan police, from the Lansing, Michigan police. And this guy was out there chasing this stripper who had apparently run from her home. And, you know, I mean, what was the disagreement over? Money or... I don't know.
Who got to play Yoshi in Mario Kart?
Or
whose favorite character?
Somebody cheated during, strip poker, strip Monopoly. You know, where you move the little things around the board with different parts of your body.
Oh my God! That's not a thing.
Strip Monopoly, sure it is. Yeah, you check into the hotel.
Scoot on
the
air.
You got a hotel? Yeah.
You move the pieces around the
with various parts of your anatomy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Wow, you have lived a storied life, my friend. I thought I'd seen it all.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to Cosmo, dude, in New Orleans. Cosmo, you're in WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Happy Friday to you and Ian. As far as the diet question, I guess my worst thing, I love the taste of beer, and I love pretzels with my beer.
Mm.
and I only have beer twice a week, usually on Saturday night and Monday evening. I'm a runner, so I don't run on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I feel refreshed on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
But I haven't had a... One reason why I'm probably single is I'm very set in my ways with the diet situation. I run 22 miles a week.
Wow, that's a
and
lot.
I'm 65. Yeah, I'm 65 years old. 65. I haven't had a Coke or a soft drink in over 45 years. I don't eat chocolate. I don't eat candy. I don't eat eggs. I don't drink milk. But the worst thing, anyway, I have a couple beers on Saturday after church when I come home, and on Monday night after work. And like I said, hard pretzels with beer. That's probably the worst.
Yeah, Cosmo, you know, if you put your diet, all of that, all those details, if you put those on an online dating site, you might not get a lot of action. But Cosmo, have a great weekend anyway, and I appreciate the call. I just thought of something else that I have a hard time with, and you know, I did it again yesterday. Snowballs. This time of snowballs.
Oh, you love snowballs.
You know, I've been going for sugar-free. And I know that, you know, there's stuff in there that's probably not good for me, but, I love chocolate. I like ice cream with extra cream. Now, I can't justify the condensed milk, even though it's delicious. I would love to get one of those loaded snowballs where there's ice cream in the middle and then there's soft ice cream on top. I would love that. Uh-huh. But, as much as I love it, I try not to go that far with it. But, yeah, I mean, I limit the snowballs that I eat, but, yeah, I got a problem with snowballs this time of year.
I can't wait. We should have another snowball summit. You remember we did that a couple of years ago?
We did. We went to...
Was that before the pandemic? My God.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Dude, it was 5 years ago.
Was it Hanson's?
It was Hanson's. We went over to Hanson's.
Yeah. We need to do that again after the show.
Man, let's jump in your car and throw the roof down and go zip around uptown and look at babes and eat ice cream.
Well, it depends on what the temperature. You know, it can be too hot for a convertible.
Hey, man, if a UPS driver can do it.
Well, that's true. I'll put the air on.
They're out delivering packages. And we at least got the air conditioning. We'll go check out babes and eat snowballs.
Love it. Wow. All right, listen, let me remind you that, during storms, and not just a hurricane or a tropical storm, but sometimes the power goes out during a thunderstorm one afternoon in July. And right now, WWL has teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, and they're giving you a chance to win a portable generator for your home, a Generac GP6500 portable generator. Total value about $1,000. For your chance to win, go to WWL.com/contest with an S, or just go to the front page of our website, WWL.com. Look for the generator and click on that. It'll take you right there. From Craig's Electrical and Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on, and WWL, Louisiana's official emergency management station. You know, they could probably, use one of those Craig's Electrical Generators for Joe Biden right before the debate. Hook him up to the generator, make sure he's got a little energy. I'm really looking forward to the debate. We'll talk more about that next week. And I also want to spend time next week talking about the idea that this guy, this super Trump supporter, is bashing CNN, who's out interviewing people. And the guy goes up and says, well, what specifically do you want to bash CNN about? What comment do you want to make about CNN? What is it that you say that they lie about? What is fake about CNN? And he goes, I don't know. I don't watch them. Do you believe things just because somebody told you? Do you believe certain things just because somebody that you respect or you share their political ideology, you believe them just because you told them that? I'm not here to defend CNN. I'm here to defend the truth. And on this show, we touch the truth on WWL. All right. I know this doesn't seem like a typical disco song, but this was the number one song in the country on this day in 1975, and I remember dancing to this song at the parade and the Oz on Bourbon Street in St. Anne. It used to be Pete's. Now, that's how old I am. I remember dancing to this song at Pete's and the Bourbon Pub and upstairs at the parade because, you know, back in the day, a lot of heterosexuals used to go to the gay bars and nobody thought anything of it, and now somehow it's all changed. What, you think it's going to turn you gay or something? Anyway, a lot of heterosexuals went to the gay bars when the disco era was raging, and this was one of the songs we danced to. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, great show coming up. Sports Talk with guest host Jeff Nowak and Mike Haas and legendary Saints play-by-play announcer Jim Henderson and the legendary Archie Manning. All of that coming up next. All right, yeah, we'll have a lot to talk about next week, and there'll be a lead-up to the debate. And remember, whatever happens on the weekend never stays on the weekend, and we make sure of that. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardozzi. Have a great and very safe weekend, and again, I love all of you who are part of this show. You are part of this show just by tuning in. I thank those of you who call and text, but you don't have to call and text to be part of our show. Have a great weekend. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.